Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Birkas Hari'iyah, the brachas said on sight. This is Siman Samach, the 60th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at 9 different concepts. The bracha on blossoms, the bracha on natural events, the bracha on rainbows, the bracha on the sun, the bracha on personal miracles, the bracha on seeing great people, the bracha on graves, the bracha on unusual creations, and the interval between brachas. Let's jump straight in. The bracha on blossoms is a bracha which is said upon seeing a blossoming tree in the spring. What is the bracha? The bracha goes as follows: Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you, Hashem, the master of the universe, Shelo Chiser Ba'olam Maklum, you did not lack anything in the world, Ubara Boy Briyos Tavos, Vidilonos Tavos, Lehanois Bohem Bnei Adam, and you created these beautiful creations, these wonderful trees, for people to benefit from them. What kind of tree needs this? Only a fruit tree. So it has to be a tree which is going to, the blossom is going to turn into a fruit, not the blossom turning into a flower or a leaf. What if the fruit is already grown? Then one can no longer say the bracha. So if the fruit is already growing, it's too late. What happens if I saw the blossoms at the beginning of the season, but I didn't have the book in my hand and I didn't remember the bracha? Can I still say the bracha? So one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechitzis HaShekel, says no, but most of the poskim can say one can still say the bracha, and that's usually the case. And people will say, oh, I see it, I need to say the bracha, and they go home, they get the siddur, and they go out to do it. How many times can I say this bracha? Is it every tree I see? The answer is only once a year in the spring. How many trees do I need to have? So technically speaking, it's best to have more than one tree, because the bracha uses the word ilanois, which means trees in plural. But if I only have one tree, I may still say the bracha. That is the Birkas Ha'ilanos. Let's move straight on to the next bracha, which is the bracha on natural events. So when one sees an unusual phenomenon in the skies or around one, one says a bracha. So what kind of natural events need a bracha? What kind of experiences? So the Ketzer lists a few based on the Gemara in brachas: seeing a meteor, seeing a shooting star, experiencing an earthquake, experiencing a tornado, experiencing a hurricane, seeing lightning, or hearing thunder. Those are the classic examples where a person responds with a bracha. What is the bracha? The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you, Hashem, master of the universe, Oisei Maasei Bereishis, who creates the creation from the time of creation. And so it's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power within the context of this universe. How often does one say a bracha on the meteors? So one would only say it once a night. Even if it's a meteor shower and one sees many meteors, one would only say it on it once. How often does one say the bracha on a shooting star? It will only be once in 30 days, even if it's even because one says the bracha on the same shooting star, so you're seeing it the next night is not going to be the same emotional experience. What is the bracha on lightning? Same. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Oisei Maasei Bereishis, Hashem who creates the natural creation. What is the bracha upon hearing thunder? That's different. In this bracha, the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, but it's not you, master of the universe, Shekoichoi Ugvurasa Ma'alei Olam, that your strength and your power fill this world. So that would mean to say there's two brachas on seeing lightning, hearing thunder. What happens if the thunder and lightning came in one moment? So then one would say, Oisei Maasei Bereishis, on both of them. What happens if the thunder came 1 second after the lightning, and one's just saying the bracha, during the bracha? So if it's within 2 seconds of finishing the bracha, or even during the bracha, that same bracha covers both of them. It's only when there's a gap, which means the storm is further away, that one is able to say both the brachas. How long do I have to say the bracha after witnessing the event? So 2 seconds. After that, the experience has been lost. So if one sees the lightning, one fumbles, one misses it, then one's missed that opportunity. One has to see new lightning to say the bracha. What about lightning storms which are not connected to thunder? So the Ketzer says there's no bracha on that type of lightning. Do I need to actually see the bolt? So technically speaking, no. As long as one knows it's a lightning storm, and one's hearing the thunder and one sees the room light up, even if one didn't see the lightning bolt, one would be able to do this. As long as it's not going to be a false start, one's not seeing just lights flashing outside. How many brachas do I say on thunder and lightning? So it's only one per storm. So if the storm clears, the sky clears, and then there's a new storm, then I'm able to say it even if it's the same day. But as long as it's the same storm, the clouds are still there, even if it happens a few hours later, I'm not saying a new bracha. What about just beautiful landscapes? I'm really knocked over by, I go out to the national parks out West America, I see some of the world's natural wonders, and I'm just so amazed. You say bracha of oseh ma'aseh bereishis when experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's natural world. We move on to the next concept. The concept is the bracha on the rainbow. What is the bracha when I see a rainbow? So the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, master of the universe. Zocher Abris, when it remembers the covenant, v'ne'eman v'rison, is faithful in his covenant, v'kayam b'mamaray, and will establish and continue his word. This refers to the covenant that Hashem made in Parshas Noach, not to destroy the world again because of their sins. How much can I gaze at it? So the halacha says one should not gaze at a rainbow, it weakens one's eyes. It's also a portent of negative news because if Hashem needs to be reminded of the actions of humanity, that Hashem won't destroy us, it means so that maybe we warranted destruction then. How is that so? Isn't the rainbow just a natural phenomenon of light refracting through the prism of wet air? So the Ramban in Parshas Noach really addresses this and explains that of course it's a natural phenomenon, can be recreated with run sprinklers, it can be created in a prism in one's house. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking that natural phenomenon and orchestrating it to arrive at times where people need to be reminded that Hashem needs to be reminded about the covenant with humanity because their sins perhaps are accumulating. We move on to the next topic, which is the bracha on the sun. This is called Birkas Hachama. What is the Birkas Hachama? So we say this bracha, when the sun returns to its place, its constellation with everything else in creation that it was at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis, when it reaches that moment in time, we acknowledge this by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he created the world perfectly. When is it said precisely? So the sun is created at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening on Ma'aseh Bereishis, assuming that the days of Ma'aseh Bereishis are 24 hours. It was created at 6 p.m., which is when the day began, when the sun was created, going into the fourth day of creation. And that would mean to say that we say the bracha at the beginning of the Wednesday morning, when around the equinox, the spring equinox in Nisan, which happens every 28 years, that everything aligns back into that original constellation as it was at the time of creation. What is the bracha? The bracha is, I say, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem created the natural creation of at the time of creation. That's what is said in this case. But if it's a 28-year cycle, is that all? The answer is no, there's actually more. There is a minhag to say the mizmor of Halleluka, Hallelu es Hashem min Hashamayim, towards the end of the Hallelukas in Tehillim. Also, then say the bracha, and then say Kel Adon, which is on Shabbos, in the Birkas Yotzer, and the Chayos of HaKodesh, and then say mizmor, the mizmor in Tehillim of Hashamayim, Mesaprim Kuvod Kel, and then Aleinu and a Kaddish. So there's a micro ritual that's associated with the Birkas Lachama. When are the days it's said? It's best to say it at sunrise, as the sun is coming up on that Wednesday morning, because of Zerizim Makdimin Mixos. What is the context in which it's said? So it's best to be said with a group of people because of Barov Amadros Melech, we meant many people, that is greater honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one has to trade off, whether it's with a lot of people later or at sunrise by oneself, what's better? So it's better to do it at sunrise, the earliest possible time. What if I missed the early bird sighting? Can I still say it? The answer is until 3 hours, yes, in the day, and b'di'evet until chatzos of that day as well. Thereafterwards, it's gone. What if it's cloudy and I can't see the sun? So in that case, you would wait. If it's coming towards chatzos and still not being uncovered, then we would say it without shame and malchus. You just say baruch, oseh ma'aseh bereishis. When is it coming up? So the last one was on April 8th, 2009. The next one, God willing, will be at April 8th, 2037. And the next one will be, God willing, on April 8th, 2065. So it's quite an unusual bracha, which is a special marker in time, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's natural cycles in this world. And the next concept is the bracha on personal miracles. So someone who experiences an unnatural occurrence, a miracle that they were saved from, when they're returning to that spot, says a bracha. What is that bracha? The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, the master of the universe. She'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. Hashem, you did a miracle for me in this place. Do I just say it? The answer is no. Children and grandchildren also will say it. The children and grandchildren of the person who was saved will also say it as well. What happens if they were born before the miracle, so their existence is not contingent on this miracle? They still say it. Does it have the same nusach? The answer is no. A son would say, she'asa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh. A child would say that they did to my father here. Children would say, la'avi nu. Grandchild would say, la'avosai. Grandchildren would say, la'avosai nu. Reflecting the experience as well. What if a person encountered many miracles in their lives in different places? So whenever one reaches one of those places, one would say the bracha and enumerate the other places and the miracles that occurred there as well. And so would the children. Let's move on to the next, the sixth concept. That's the bracha on seeing great people. What if I see a great Jewish sage? The bracha is, bracha ta Hashem l'kenem melech olam, b'nesel yom Hashem master universe, shecholak michoch mosai li rei av. You gave you a part of you, of your wisdom, to those who fear you. Is that bracha for non-Jewish sages? The answer is yes. The bracha is, bracha ta Hashem l'kenem melech olam, b'nesel yom Hashem master universe, shenosan mechoch mosai levasar v'adam. You gave of your wisdom to flesh and blood. What's the difference? So the Kitzur explains that Yisrael are a chelek. They are a part, those who are fear Hashem are a part of his wisdom. And that's why that it's much more connected to in the inherent nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, at the same time, it's important to realize that Judaism does not claim it as a trademark on all wisdom. And that's the idea of Chochma Bagoyim Ta'amin. If there's wisdom among the nations, you should believe it. And therefore we recognize this. This is not so of many other religions that for many, many years were completely intolerant and thought they had the trademark on all truth. Judaism, which did not create itself from another religion, does not feel that it is defensive and needs to explain that it has the only explanation of truth. And there is wisdom to be found in the nations, and that's why there's a bracha on this. Does this include a scholar of non-Jewish religions? The answer is no. Only a scholar of worldly matters, not non-Jewish religions. What if I see a non-Jewish king? The answer is, we say, Abracha, Baruch Atah, Shalom, Mekanem, Echolam, blessed are you, share the master of the universe, Shenosan, Michal, Voidoy, Levo, Savadam, you gave of your honor to human beings. What if I'm missing the king, but I see the entourage, and I know he's in that palace, or in that room, or in that down that street? I'm still allowed to say the Baruch, if I'm definitely sure he's there. Can a blind person say these brachas? The answer is without Shema Malchus. They would just say Baruch, Shenasan, Michvado, Levasan, Adam. How much should I try to actually see the king? So the Kitzur says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Lishtadel, Lirois, Michvado, Melachim. It is a mitzvah to go see the royalty of kings. And part of this is being able to transpose the understanding what royalty looks like and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in context as well. However, if one saw the king, one does not need to go out and try every single time that that king comes to town, unless, of course, the entourage is bigger and it's a special circumstance. Let's move on. Concept number 7 is the bracha on graves. What does one say when one sees a Jewish cemetery? So this is based on the Gemara Brachos Nun Ches Amud Beis, that a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah, Baruch Hashem, Yotzar Eschem Adin, V'zon Eschem Adin, V'kilkel Eschem Adin, V'asav Eschem Adin, V'asav Lakim Moschem Adin, Lakim Chem Adin, V'yodeh Mispar Kol Chem Adin, V'asav Baruch Atah, Baruch Bechayam Eisim. That we're acknowledging essentially that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the just judge, did bring everybody their just ends, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to resurrect the dead. That being all the case, then that is the bracha that's said, and if one has not been in the cemetery for 30 days, one says this as well. When can one say this? One can see this as soon as one sees the tombstones, there should be more than one, and this can mean even outside the cemetery a person can say this as well, so a kohen would be able to say this bracha too. The last question is, what happens if one sees non-Jewish graves? So in this case, there's a minhag to say the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Nun, pasuk Yud Beis, which is, Boisho imchem oed chofro yoladchem, hineach risagoyim midbar tziyavah ravah. So your mother will be utterly ashamed. She who has born you will be disgraced. Behold, the end of the nations, wilderness, desert, and empty steps. Which is like the wilderness. This is obviously said when it comes to pagan non-Jews who are buried. That's reflecting what Yirmiyahu was saying towards the Babylonians, who so destroyed and so hurt the Jewish nation. Concept number 8 is the bracha on unusual creations. Is there bracha on unusual looking people? The answer is yes. It's people who one does not encounter usually. A person is extremely tall, extremely short. A person is very unusual, natural coloration. Or their hair grows very unnaturally. They have an unusual skin condition. Then in those cases, someone says a bracha. What is that bracha? The bracha is, bracha ta Hashem l'kenem melech olam, blessed Hashem master of the universe, meshaneh habriyos, the person who changes creation. There's variation within creation as well. What about on animals? So animals, one doesn't say a bracha, but if one sees a very unusual animal, an example the Kitzur gives living in Eastern Europe is a monkey or an elephant. In those cases, the person would say Meshaneh Abrios as well, and this obviously refers to something that a person really doesn't often see. So one goes to a special exhibit at the zoo, and there's something, an animal there which is very unusual, one would say this bracha. How often does one say this? Only the first time seeing this. What about people who have lost limbs, who are affected by physically transformative disease? So if it was from birth, they would say Meshaneh Abrios. And if it was an accident or trauma which occurred later on, they would say Bracha Diana Emes because of the sadness that this person went through this. What if one sees an extraordinarily beautiful person, extraordinarily beautiful tree, an extraordinarily beautiful animal? In that case, what it would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam, blessed are Hashem, the Master Universe, Shekacha Loi Ba'olam, you create such beauty in your world, there's such things in the world. How many times does one say this? Again, only the first time as well. You'll notice these are a lot of brachas. How do I find these brachas? There's so many different things to say. Where do I find these? So usually one would find these brachas in the Seder, a regular Seder, after Shachris. Between Shachris and Mincha, there's a section about brachas usually in the Seder, and in that section, that is where all these brachas and more appear. Last concept is interval between brachas. How often does one make the bracha of Shevach V'adah, of reflecting on these things? So because it's an emotional experience, which one is channeling spiritually, it needs to be that the emotional experience is fresh. So one cannot say this bracha if one said the bracha in the last 30 days. Does that include the day of sighting? The last sighting? The answer is no. The day of the new sighting needs to be outside of the 30 days from the original sighting as well. What if there's another king who comes to town, or another cemetery which I encounter within 30 days? So then a new bracha is said. This is only about if it's the same one which is repeated. In that case, the emotional impact is lowered and therefore the bracha is not warranted. Well, this is a very fascinating area of halacha which so many people don't even realize. They can channel these emotional experiences to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very powerful thing. Be'ezra Hashem, we should have the opportunity of being able to say the good ones at the right time. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.